Good morning, listen to floridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Neocon, almost end of the first day, and I'm in the Bentley space on the 10th floor, and I'm with Todd Vandercrook, Vice President of Design, and Sherry Drager, Vice President of Marketing. You guys doing okay this afternoon?
Doing great.
We're fantastic, Kemp.
All right, good. I wanted to interview you just briefly because you've won some awards today. You won the IIDA Best of Show, Best Small Showroom, and also the Best of Competition for Showroom Design, right?
We did, Kemp. It was a real honor. We were also lucky to win it last year. So this is a repeat for us, and we were so humbled by the opportunity to represent that for Bentley and IIDA.
I mean, most people know that you have a very large showroom down across the street of the Mart, and you keep this, what used to be the Fortune space, so that you're right in the mix of all this traffic on 10. Let's talk about this showroom. It is so interesting because the theme, Todd, you always do great jobs with these concepts, this theme of, I guess, well, you describe it for us, if you would.
Well, this year, our theme was Born and Raised, and we really wanted to celebrate the history of Bentley and the brand. Bentley started in L.A. in 1979, and it's been in the same building ever since. So for the Mart space, we went back and looked at all the tufting equipment that was in the building at the time the company started and designed some new products on those old machines and took kind of an innovative approach and a new spin and some, you know, basically a new take on classic design.
And this space, I mean, you've taken this thing all the way through. You've got old albums, some of which I recognize I used to have on the shelves. You had speakers that you've glued to the wall, and you've got those long theater lights. I mean, it's just all the way through the space. It's so well done. I see why it won. Talk a little bit about how did you come up with this design?
Well, we just started thinking about, you know, what was happening in L.A. in 1979. You know, a lot was changing. Sunset Strip was no longer dominated by the Doors and the Eagles. Now, you know, punk rock was coming in. Hard rock bands were kind of taking over. And there was a new edge to the city. It was a little grittier. Things were getting a little more interesting. And fashion was kind of like really taking hold and taking, you know, cues from music that was happening. So we thought that would be a really fun lens to look through as we were designing the space. So we thought, you know, why not do an LA dive bar? So that was really our inspiration, was like a dive bar, but luxe.
And this furniture that's in here, talk about where'd that come from?
The furniture, we collaborated with Buzzy Space, our neighbors right down the hall. They've got a great brand recognition, and we love their aesthetic. And so that fit right in, as well as a local furniture manufacturer in LA called Thrive Furniture. You know, we're an LA-based company, and we're really, you know, keen on that heritage and really keen about bringing the stories and tying back to Los Angeles. So anytime we can use and loop people in from LA, we always try to do that. And really for us, the Born and Raised story is kind of, it's that next evolution of the brand. You know, when we came here 2 years ago as the new Bentley, we talked about every carpet has a story, and the story's grown. You know, we're 2 years into it now. We've launched a product collection every month since Todd and I have been back. And so we have a real robust intensity, if you would, around everything that we're doing. And it all drives back to heritage, classic, iconic design. And to have the opportunity to kind of, like Ty was saying, you know, play with, hey, what was going on in LA, and maybe what were the founders of Bentley thinking and finding their inspiration in? I think after Jack Mishkin passed away this year, Todd and I, we did a lot of thinking, and Jack was a special person to both of us and to the industry. And so I think it was kind of a fun way to pay some respects back to what was actually happening there.
Yeah, this could have been Jack's basement, couldn't it?
It could have. And maybe it was. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, I keep in touch with Ralph. And like you mentioned, this is your third Neocon since you became Bentley Mills and recovered that name. I hear, and we talked about it in the June issue, that business has been good. You're growing faster than the market. So things are all falling in place, aren't they? And, you know, one of the things Ralph said when he took over this position was that, you know, just a little bit light on product. And you guys have been doing a great job on building up the repertoire of what you offer the marketplace, right?
Yeah. I mean, we really spent a lot of time over the last year and a half building out, you know, a different price point category than Bentley's had in the past. And that was another reason why when we came to Neocon this year, we wanted to bring back some of that heritage and some of that luxury product as well, because, you know, Bentley's has always been known for that, and we don't want to lose that. You know, we just want to fold it all in and create a really dynamic product range. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you won a HIP award for a collection called Math Club. Mm-hmm. Talk about that for a second, if you would.
So Math Club is an interesting product because it's one of those products that hits that lower price point category, but it's also what we call a color cast program where you can change the color to anything you want. So it really lets the designer loose and creates a really flexible design process for them. We can match to anything. So not only are they getting a beautiful product at a great price point, but they can also control the color completely.
And it's also part of a program that we started last year called Fast Track, which was Bentley's entrance into the Quick Ship program. And so we spent a lot of time, we're a pretty strategic group, so we talk a lot, and we thought, gosh, you know, what are some of the things that hold designers back from Quick Ship programs? And a lot of it had to do with the flexibility of their choice. So we went and worked with Jim Harley, our chief operating officer, and we said, well, what if we just opened the choice book and said, any color in this book, any tile size we make, 18 by 36, 24 by 24, any backing, or a Firma hardback or a Next Step cushion back, what if we could make the whole package, or if it's Broadloom, Broadloom too, what if we can make that available Quick Ship so the designer doesn't have to choose? They have the ultimate flexibility, but they can still get it within 10 days for 1,500 yards or less if they need it. And Jim jumped on board with us, and we now have 8 products in that Quick Ship category, and it's going like gangbusters. It's really been an amazing infusion into our business.
It's unbelievable what you've been able to do the last couple of years. I know you get some very high visibility installations, a couple in New York. So congratulations again on these awards. Again, been talking to Todd Vandercrook, VP of Design, and Sherry Drager, VP of Marketing at Bentley Mills. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.